Good morning, I'm Sam, and I am a member of a theater department for a healthcare organization, Kaiser Permanente. I am the special projects coordinator and for a program we call Teens Take It On. It's a youth advocacy program that uses film to identify barriers to healthy behaviors and then to advocate for change. Now, before I launch into the, I'm not sure how to change my slide, just click. Before I launch into the Teens Take It On program, I think I should start to explain why a healthcare organization would have a theater department. There's eight regions for Kaiser Permanente. We're a nationwide nonprofit organization. The mission statement is to provide affordable healthcare to improve the health of our members and the communities we serve. And the communities we serve is the key. Each of the eight regions has a community benefits department that houses educational theater that then whose program addresses the community needs for that area. In Colorado, one of the health needs is healthy eating, active living, and Teens Take It On is a youth program that addresses those needs. So what exactly is it? It's a six-week high school residency program in which the students become peer educators and advocates to live a healthy lifestyle. During the residency, they create an advocacy film. This film is produced and created in partnership with the schools, community, and state organizations. The goal of the film is to identify barriers within a specific community healthy eating and active living, and then to advocate for change in that community. So I think the best way to explain this program to you is just to show you one of these amazing films. It's going to take up most of my presentation time, but the kids couldn't come, and I'd rather have them talk to you. This film was produced by the students at Jefferson High School in Edgewater, Colorado, and supposedly a little play sign is supposed to come up in the middle there. It worked earlier. Oh, just give it a second. The film is promoting basic health nutrition that they partnered with Food Nutrition Services in Jeffco County, and then a new menu. Try clicking where? Yeah. There it is. All right.
Thank you. Two hours from now, you're just going to be sleeping in math class.
Just go to here?
I think so.
Or right here. I don't know where my PowerPoint went to. Okay, so this film is a culmination of 3 years of partnership between the Teens Take It On program and Jeffco County Health, Public School System, which is the largest school district here in Colorado. And what happened is the kids 3 years ago at Wheat Ridge High School asked Food Nutrition Services for a salad bar, but because of health regulations, they couldn't get the salad bar, but this started a dialogue between the students and the adult organizations. The kids told the Food Nutrition Services they wanted more fresh food in their cafeterias, and they also wanted to be able to have control of the content as well as the flavor. They wanted the food served a la Chipotle, meaning that when you go down the line, you could choose some content for your hot entree as well as have sauces, so your flavors would range from mild to spicy. After 3 years of work, Jefferson High School took over the same advocacy cause, and with youth and adults working together, they changed the menu for 84,000 students. And I can't make my program go to my next slide. There we are. So, this film in particular has been distributed this year to 155 schools, and as of to date, we have over 12,000 students and family who have watched the film. And then finally now, we know when the kids first started asking for stuff, they weren't really listened to, but now they are part of the District Health Advisory Council and valued members. I think that one of the reasons why this program has been successful is because the program curriculum has been based in the research of the Search Institute. The Search Institute studies of over 2.2 million young people consistently show that the more developmental aspects that a young person has, the less likely they are to engage in high-risk behavior and the more likely they are to thrive. This approach is called positive youth development, and this is where you focus on youth's positive assets, not their deficits. And some of the results of positive youth programming are things such as bonding, resilience, self-determination, positive identification, as well as a belief in the future. In addition, the health outcomes of positive youth development, as noted by the lead health indicators from Healthy People 2010, they include things such as physical activity, maintaining a regular weight, you know, an appropriate weight, avoiding tobacco and substance abuse, responsible sexual relationships, and avoiding injury and violence. Positive youth development is a public health approach. Now, when we were putting the program together, moving this from the research into the practice, we went and asked the kids, what do you need in an advocacy program? And these are the five things that they told me. And we surveyed several established youth groups. And one is they want to know the big picture. Who knew that teenagers would do research on obesity? But they do. And they also want to know how that research affects them emotionally and personally. And then they also want to achieve outcomes. If you have a program and your objectives are nebulous, you will lose their engagement. They want to have identifiable skills. They want to know how the program will help them get into college. They want to know how this translates to real-life work experience. And better yet, they want to know how to stand up in front of 200 parents at a PTA meeting and do it without their voice shaking. And then finally, they want ownership of the project. The kids want to be part of the process in the trenches creating change. There's three strategies I used to get engagement with kids in these projects. And the first is the youth-adult partnership. When adults come to youth and ask the youth for help with a concern, with a health concern within their community, this is a powerful incentive to keeping the youth involved in a project. With ownership, if you're brave enough to turn the project over to the kids, like we've heard from these other presenters, they will start showing up on time. They will keep their commitments, and they will fulfill their responsibilities. And in fact, they will be the leaders that are dragging you up the hill instead of you pushing them up the hill. And then finally, creativity. Of course, we have film and acting to do the draw, but I learned something. I've only been doing this program's only 4 years old, and I've learned something doing this program. I have an arts-based background. So when I started it, I felt like, oh, this is... My job is to promote whatever the kids wanted to tackle. And for about 2 years of these 4 years, we produced a couple of really great films and one really great play, and it didn't go anywhere. And I had troubles keeping the youth engaged. Now when I talk about youth engagement and advocacy with youth, I think of it in the metaphor of a river. The river banks are defined by the community's needs and initiatives, and the kids' creativity is how the river flows within that banks. When you bring youth and adults together, you have the possibility to create real change and real clear outcomes. Kids, when they see their creativity being employed and then see it achieving something like changing the menu for 84,000 students, you have them hooked in your program for project after project after project. And then, I'm not going to talk about that because I'm almost done with time. I'm going to talk, my last 2 minutes I'm going to spend on this young man, Angel Cruz. The kids said you had to make the story emotional and personal, so this is what I'm going to do for you at the last. Angel is the captain of the Abraham Lincoln cross-country track team here in Denver. We've been working with the track team for 2 years, and they've been making films about promoting physical activity through walking and biking to school, and their films have been everything from promoting walk to school day to actually teaching how to do it safely. The kids presented all over. They presented at conferences, they presented at schools. And Angel, when he would present, would say the reason why he joined the track team is because he has members in his family with diabetes, and he had an asthma attack, and the doctor at the hospital told him he needed to do something about his health. He said he joined Teens Take It On because he wanted to tell kids that you could actually change your health. Well, at the end of the year, he asked me if he could apply to the Chick Chicano Conference. And I asked him why, and I always cry when I tell you this. The conference is in Spanish, and we'd been doing everything in English. And he wanted to be able to borrow a projector and a computer and speakers and a screen so he could present so his mom could hear the information in Spanish. Kids can change their lives. They can change the lives of their friends and their families. And they can make a difference in a community. And I want to leave you with this. Please make them part of the solution and not the problem. Thank you very much.